This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Healthcare, Health News, and Rehab channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Steve Natz, MD, MHA, and Chief Medical Officer of Integrated Rehab Consultants, or IRC. IRC provides rehabilitation physicians, also called physiatrists, to more than 300 skilled nursing facilities across the country to improve patient care and get rehab patients home sooner. The company has grown to $21 million in just 6 years. Very impressive. And Dr. Natz, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Nice to be here.
Yes, good to have you out today, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us. So you are a physiatrist and past president of the American Academy of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. Can you tell us what a physiatrist is?
Sure. I'll give you the short version. A physiatrist is a medical doctor who specializes in the care of people with either disabling or potentially disabling conditions.
And in terms of rehab, your group, Integrated Rehab Consultants, provides an interesting service. Can you get into that a little further?
Yeah, I'll be glad to. I was have been a practicing physiatrist for almost 30 years now. And, of course, like most physiatrists, probably got most of my experience in the acute rehabilitation setting, just so that your listeners have some idea of how rehabilitation is kind of compartmentalized in America. There are rehabilitation hospitals and rehabilitation units within acute care hospitals that are considered what we call acute rehabilitation. That is that patients go there and they stay in a facility. Some of your listeners may have, you know, experience with either a loved one or themselves going and staying in a rehabilitation facility and undergoing rehabilitation treatment. And that's where I think I got most of my experience in rehabilitation over the years, and where most physiatrists do. But over the past several years, what's happened is that there's been a shift in the treatment of rehabilitation patients out to a skilled nursing facility environment. It'd probably take more than the time allotted for our entire interview to go into the details of why that's happened. It's happened for a number of different reasons, but now, today, in 2017, more inpatient rehabilitation occurs in skilled nursing facilities than in acute rehabilitation hospitals and units across the country. So as a physiatrist about 5 or 6 years ago, I started seeing this trend, seeing my patients who wouldn't be allowed either through Medicare rules or through insurance guidelines to go to an acute rehab facility. So I started practicing in a subacute facility in skilled nursing facilities, and essentially started seeing my patients that I used to see in an acute inpatient environment then in the skilled nursing facility. And other physicians, other physiatrists in the country have seen this as well. The company that I'm the chief medical officer for now, Integrated Rehab Consultants, was one of the early adopters of this model of physiatry taking care of patients in a skilled nursing facility. And so, as you mentioned in your kind of introduction, we've grown. We started out with, I think, 3 or 4 physiatrists in a couple of facilities in Chicago, and now have grown to, as you said, over 300 facilities in, I think, 21 states now across the country. So it's obviously a model that is working well. I think the reason it works well is that physiatry provides a lot of value to patients who are undergoing rehab in any facility, whether it's an acute rehab facility or a skilled nursing facility, because we really coordinate care. We know what patients are capable of doing. We have a lot of knowledge about the medical physiology and pathophysiology of what happens to people during various disabling conditions. And so what we do is we basically interview the patient, do a physical exam, and then start to make recommendations in terms of treatment and start to identify barriers to that person being more independent. And we work with the physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and other rehabilitation professionals in the facility to get the patient through the process of rehabilitation.
Dr. Natz, why is physiatry in skilled nursing facilities so hot right now? I'd like to hear your take on that.
Well, I think a couple of things are driving that. One, as I said, there's a trend towards more rehabilitation occurring in skilled nursing facilities. And as I alluded to, I think that's been driven by a number of factors. Some things that may or may not be true. There's at least a sense that rehabilitation can be provided in a skilled nursing facility at a lower cost than in an acute rehab facility. And I think that that may be true for some diagnoses and not for others. But I think what it's led to is kind of a push on the part of payers in particular to have most, if not all, patients go to a skilled nursing facility unless they really can't go there, unless they have to go to an inpatient rehab facility. So the physiatry model of coordination of care, being a holistic specialty, looking at the entire picture, looking at the whole person, puts us in a situation of being able to really be the only ones who can fully coordinate that care. You know, you have other doctors that are working in a skilled nursing facility. Oftentimes the patient will have a primary doctor who will be maybe ordering their medications or, you know, doing some other things with them. But we're really the ones that are coordinating their rehabilitation. And I think that the value for that comes into the fact that studies have shown, and we have some data to show, that when you have a physiatrist coordinating the rehabilitation care in a skilled nursing facility, that the length of stays go down, the returns back to the acute hospital where people, you know, sometimes need to go back to the acute hospital for a medical issue, those types of problems go down. And we increase patient satisfaction significantly with the rehabilitation process. And pain is managed more effectively when you have a physiatrist following a case. So for all those reasons, increased function, you know, decreased time to get home, decreased transfers back to the acute hospital, and pain management, I think those are all, you know, kind of valid reasons why physiatry and skilled nursing facility is so hot right now.
And some great information right there today. We are joined by Dr. Steve Natz, MD, MHA, and the Chief Medical Officer of Integrated Rehab Consultants here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare Health News and Rehab Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Natz, also, how do physiatrists make patients care better in skilled nursing facilities?
Sure. I may have already answered that question in my answer to the previous question, but I'll you know, kind of reiterate a little bit and just say that I think in general, having a physiatrist as a part of your rehabilitation team in a skilled nursing facility provides you as a patient with some extra value. It provides you with a person who knows your rehabilitation course, knows your rehabilitation prognosis, what can be expected to happen. I'll give you an example. I saw a patient today who had an amputation in one of their limbs due to vascular disease. And this gentleman, you know, asked me what he could expect, when he could expect to get a prosthesis, what he could expect in terms of pain management and, you know, those types of things. And, you know, since I'm the physiatrist working on his case, I was able to explain those things to him, which really his primary doctor, primary nurses in the facility, you know, might not have had the experience to be able to explain kind of where things were going. His physical therapist might have known some parts of that, but the physical therapist only sees a part of him. They look at the strengthening, they look at some of the physical aspects. Occupational therapist working with him might have been able to tell him some things to expect in terms of, you know, when he'd get back to some of his normal daily activities. But me as the physiatrist was able to tell him a lot more, flesh out for him both the, you know, the inpatient course, what he's going to expect when he's inpatient in the facility, as well as what's going to happen to him afterwards when he leaves, when he goes out, when he has outpatient therapy and fitting with a prosthesis, those types of things. So that's really the value to the patient. I think that the making the patient care better for the facilities, facilities really do appreciate us being there. Once again, I think that they see us as adding value to the whole course of the patient care. And as an accumulation of those patients go through, what they find is that the patients are more satisfied, the patients get through the process quicker, they get home quicker, they have less pain, the pain is managed better, and they have less transfers back to the acute hospital. So those are all kind of factors that make us in demand in the skilled nursing facility.
Lastly, Dr. Natt, should patients going into rehab after something like a stroke or orthopedic surgery look for a facility with a physiatrist?
Absolutely. I have a bumper sticker on my car that says every rehab patient deserves a physiatrist. And, you know, it makes for interesting conversations sometimes when people go, what is that, a physiatrist? I thought, you know, a psychiatrist. Let me tell you a little anecdote about my mom. My mother has passed away now, but she, during her lifetime, she had a couple of falls. And one time she ended up in a very prestigious rehab hospital here in Chicago that will go unnamed. And she was laying there in the bed the first day. I was a visitor, you know, basically just a son visiting his mother. And I had been in practice about 20 years at this point. And I walked up to her bed and she said, Steve, all these people here seem to know you. And I'm like, yes, Mom, that's because this is what I do. I do rehabilitation medicine. And she said, oh, now I get it. So it was one of those like aha moments for her where she was in a rehabilitation hospital and she didn't know that she was being taken care of by physiatrists who all know me. As you mentioned, I had been, I was in the academy organization. I don't think I was president quite yet, but I was working my way up in the academy organization and met a lot of other physiatrists around the country. And so it was one of those things where she didn't realize that her own son was a physiatrist until she was in a rehab facility getting that care. Now, I think for patients who might be listening who are, you know, going through the rehabilitation process, when you go to a skilled nursing facility for rehab, you don't necessarily get a physiatrist. It's more discretionary on the part of the facility, although I think patients can, you know, and are starting to ask for it or require it or look at the facility's website and see whether they advertise that they have a physiatrist. Some of the more forward and progressive skilled nursing facilities are putting on their website that they have a physiatrist, and I think that gives patients an opportunity to see that they have a full team there. Not that you won't necessarily get good rehab in a facility that doesn't have a physiatrist, but I think it's a more of an assurance that you will when you go to a facility that does have a physiatrist in charge of your rehabilitation program. Now, if you go to an acute rehab facility across the country, chances are you will be taken care of by a physiatrist because it's essentially mandated. The Medicare regulations require their rehab physician be a part of your care. But in skilled nursing facilities, it's not. And I think that's an unfortunate oversight on the part of our regulators. But, you know, I guess to date they haven't agreed with me about that. I think that as we move forward, hopefully there'll be some patient demand and patients will say, look, I'd love to go to your facility, but you don't have a physiatrist directing my care, and so therefore I'm going to go to this facility over here that does. And if patients kind of vote with their feet like that, then I think that, you know, maybe facilities will, you know, come around and start to adopt the practice of having a physiatrist manage the rehab care of people going through their programs. So patients can look for that, and we encourage them to do so. They can, you know, talk to other patients who have gone through the program. So in general, I think that, you know, maybe answers your question of how patients can, you know, can look for a physiatrist. There are other ways that you can look for a physiatrist. You can search the Academy website. It's aapmr.org. And sometimes they'll be able to tell you where, you know, in your area, there might be a physiatrist that you can hook up with. Not all physiatrists practice in skilled nursing facilities. In fact, one of the issues that we have right now, there's only about 10,000 physiatrists in the entire country. And if you do the math, there are about 15,000 skilled nursing facilities. So that means that, you know, we couldn't really even have one physiatrist per skilled nursing facility. But and again, to make matters worse, not all physiatrists practice in skilled nursing facilities. So as you mentioned at the outset, we have about 300 of us in our group that are, and there are other groups, some smaller that, you know, kind of add up to maybe 1,000 or so physiatrists altogether that are practicing in skilled nursing facilities. I don't know the exact number. I'm making a guess at that. But I once did a kind of a back of the envelope figuring and presented it at a conference that if we had a physiatrist in every skilled nursing facility around the country, we would need over 3,000 of us to, you know, just to supply the demand that would be needed for physiatry in skilled nursing. So There's obviously not enough of us to go around right now. So that's another reason why we're such a hot commodity, is that, the demand has outstripped the supply, by far at this point.
Dr. Natt's most informative, and we can't thank you enough for spending a moment with us here today. Where can listeners get more information about Integrated Rehab Consultants, and how could one be in touch as well?
Sure, Eric. So IRC has a website. It's irehabconsultants.com. It's all one word, kind of long, but it does have some patient information. It also has information for facilities who might be interested. It has some of the things that we discussed, why physiatry is important in a skilled nursing facility. And we'll give your listeners some additional information and contact should they need it.
Again, Dr. Naz, it has been our pleasure to have had you. I know you're really busy, and we really appreciate your spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Have a great rest of your day.
Eric, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Steve Natz, MD, MHA, and Chief Medical Officer of Integrated Rehab Consultants. IRC provides rehabilitation physicians, also called physiatrists, to more than 300 skilled nursing facilities across the country to improve patient care and get rehab patients home sooner. And for all the details, visit irehabconsultants.com. Again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. As always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.